I'm just giving you a little bit of grief, just a little. And, yeah, you did copy GP15 Comets. You got her down, so that's good. And the only addition is like, if you're going to try to do the single sideband bit, then you may want to look at buying a 5/8 wave mag mount replacement whip. You know, I think they can come by themselves. I know at Radio City they sold them as an either quarter wave or 5/8 wave. And it's just a straight whip. There's no coil or anything inside. It's just a straight whip. And then I just added that in. It's actually the one I added, I think, was a one of those black-colored ones. And I think it might be brass color, if I remember right, underneath it. So it worked well. I can't complain. I actually got the QSL card to prove it. And the sad part about that whole story is that I wrote the contact down on a post-it note, and the post-it note got stuck, slid under some equipment or a computer or wherever it went. And then I decided to do a little cleaning up around the shack, and then it's like, oh, cripes, I found it. So I looked him up on QRZ, emailed him and asked him if I could still get a QSL card out of the deal, and he said, yeah, I actually got a few QSL cards left I don't know if he was a special event station or not, to be honest, but I think he was working out there or something, and so he was out there for a time, but he doesn't live there now, or at least when I messaged him. So he said, yeah, I gave him all the information from the post-it note that I had on him, and he gladly sent me a card. So I was tickled pink to get that card. So it's one of my prized QSL cards to work Marshall Islands on 6 meters Meteor Scatter.